WikiLeaks, the place to go for secret information. Classified news, secret documents, censored information. WikiLeaks publishes what other newspapers are too afraid to touch. But are they doing the right thing? WikiLeaks is a non-profit media organization. It was founded in 2006, and its aim is to provide a secure way for people around the world to leak information to the press. However, the big difference is that the identity of the source can remain anonymous. We use advanced cryptographic and legal techniques to protect sources, explained Julian Assange, the spokesperson for the organization. We specialize in allowing whistleblowers and journalists to get material out to the public, he added. A recent batch of documents is known as Cablegate. It includes thousands of U.S. Embassy diplomatic cables, secret messages passed between the U.S. State Department and American diplomatic outposts. Many have interesting comments on world leaders. In one message, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is referred to as feckless, vain, and ineffective, while another includes the news that Libya leader Muammar Gaddafi rarely travels without his voluptuous blonde Ukrainian nurse. Another batch of documents is referred to as the Iraq War Logs. These cover the war and occupation in Iraq and give details of events as seen and heard by troops on the ground. One of the videos has become known as Collateral Murder. The short clip, which is shot from a helicopter gun sight, shows the indiscriminate killing of over a dozen people in the Iraqi suburb of New Baghdad. Other recent information to come about as a result of the leaks includes illegal offshore activities by Swiss bank Julius Baert, the collected Bibles of Scientology, a controversial religion based on the teachings of science fiction writer L. Ron Hubbard, a list of members of the British National Party, a far-right political party, details of a nuclear accident in Iran, an operations manual for soldiers working at Guantanamo Bay, a U.S.-run prison camp in an American-controlled part of Cuba. So can the release of secret classified information be justified? Is WikiLeaks serving the public interest? For some, the organization is a worthy cause, exposing corruption, malpractice, death, and destruction. However, critics say the information contained in the documents often puts people's lives in danger, and that it's a serious breach of national security. As a result, some wonder whether the site can survive much longer. However, if there are any secret plans to bring WikiLeaks down, you'll probably read about it on the website first.